This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about just how much our words matter. Recently, I was on a call with a lady, and she was in one breath talking about the things she wanted in her life. In the next breath, it seemed like she was negatively prophesying over her own life as to why these things wouldn't happen. So in one respect, she says she wants to be married, she wants a husband. And then she began in the next breath to talk about how there weren't any eligible guys, if you will, in her neck of the woods, so to speak. She also began talking about how illnesses will come on her family at this particular time in life. After listening to her, I tried to slip in how, well, you know, God is always in control and you know, the final say rests with God. It went right over her head. She was genuinely communicating and negatively prophesying over her own life. She was unaware that words are so powerful, they have the power to attract and also the power to repulse. And so I use this one little adage, which is to say there's a difference between the facts and the truth. The facts of a situation may say one thing, but the truth of God's word can always trump the facts of a situation. The words that are coming up for me now are death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Tomorrow, let's talk about laughter. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today I will give power and energy to what I want versus what will stop me.